Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Another look at the Central Terminal. Matthew Rowland is with the University of Buffalo, professor in real estate development there. Matthew, thanks for joining us. A competition of sorts happening when it comes to plans for the Central Terminal. What exactly is being presented, and where did this idea come from, Matthew?
So the idea stems from the work that that University of Buffalo, particularly the School of Architecture and Planning, does. A lot of our capstone studios are basically learning by doing is in our DNA, and we're building upon what the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation has done with the master plan last year in 2021, and then this year with the release of a request for expression of interest. And the students, we formed them into architecture and real estate teams, 25 students, five teams, and this afternoon they'll present before a jury. I think the students, they both became aware of the challenges and issues on the east side, and also the awareness of Central Terminal being an iconic architecture icon in our city.
What were the ground rules for these students? Were they given a budget too?
They are. So normally in our real estate capstone, students have a budget that has the numbers have to pencil out, which I think our students found extremely challenging, particularly on the east side. But there's a lot of incentive state money that's been allocated to the Central Terminal in the east side through Governor Hochul, and a lot of other incentives in New York State that are available that students have used basically to make the numbers work. One of the criteria, too, was affordable housing, living wage jobs, and community amenities. And in addition, we also took the leap of faith that at some point in time there would be a light rail station at the 16 acres that's adjacent to the Central Terminal owned by the City of Buffalo.
So at the end, what do some of these plans look like? I know they're going to be presented a little bit later on today, but what are the students coming up with?
It's a mix of uses. It's primarily a majority of the uses there that they've proposed are affordable housing. Obviously, there's a huge need for affordable housing on the east side, City of Buffalo, New York State, United States, and across the world. The other piece of the puzzle, too, is access to community amenities. So if you look at some of the maps there, compared to other parts of the city, other parts of Western New York, there's a great shortage for libraries, daycare, food, transportation. So we're trying to supplement what's there and the work that's ongoing through UB's Regional Institute, Broadway Fillmore NHS, the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, and the City of Buffalo to try to fill in the blanks there, but also try to rejuvenate and supplement what's there. What's going to be proposed eventually, and that's our hope, is through the request for expression of interest at the Central Terminal and also link the Broadway market, hopefully City of Buffalo, so downtown Central Business District.
Who are the students presenting their design plans to? Who's on the panel of judges?
So we formed a jury, and it's similar to other competitions we've done in the past at School of Architecture and Planning, where basically students present. Jury asks questions, next team presents, repeat, and then we basically kick the students out of the room and the jury goes into quote-unquote executive session. Our jury consists of Robert Chibley, who's our dean of the School of Architecture and Planning, Monica Pellegrino-Fox, who's the executive director of Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, Lisa Hicks, director of development for City of Buffalo, Steve Carnath, who's executive director of Broadway Fillmore NHS, who does great work in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood as well, and then Chris Hawley, who's works for the City of Buffalo and owns the Eugene B. Debs Hall, which is literally around the corner from our site. And then we also had Alan Oberst, who wasn't able to make it, but was also in the jury as well.
There, when I hear about something like this, two R words come to mind, especially talking about the Central Terminal. Is it realistic? And does it revitalize? What do you think? You see some of these plans. Do you think there is a realistic path forward for doing something in and around the Central Terminal? And is there enough in a realistic plan to truly revitalize that structure?
I think so. I mean, let me clarify for a sec that we're just looking at the 16 acres that includes the railway and post office buildings adjacent to the central terminal structure itself and the ground. So we're not looking at the central terminal by itself, but we're trying to supplement the work that will eventually happen there through the work that Monica and the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation will be doing. And also stitch together and link other parts of the community in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood on the east side. I think what we're proposing is realistic. You know, Conrad, my colleague Conrad in the Department of Architecture and I make the joke, we're not on the jury, so we can't influence them. Your grade does not depend on who wins. But at the end of the day, we want designs that could someday happen in the real world. I tell my real estate students, if not easy, this is probably the most challenging or one of the most challenging projects to ever do in their careers, simply because of the east side, the distress that's there, the lack of jobs. But there are other bright spots on the east side. I mean, the east side consists of 42% of the residents. It's about 43,000 jobs that are there, 3,300 businesses. So there is some bright spots there, but again, it is challenging and it has to be realistic.
You know, hearing you this morning, everyone has an image of the central terminal, whether it's a current one or an older one or maybe a futuristic one. But they forget about all the property surrounding it. When you say 16 acres, it's like, wow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look at, I was looking at the statistic the other day, there's literally thousands of vacant parcels on the east side, not to mention the rest of the city of Buffalo. So there are a lot of blank slates to do that. And development on the east side is very challenging. The UB Regional Institute also initiated with the City of Buffalo and Empire State Development, Eastside Avenues, which is an effort to also bring development to the east side. So the challenge is there is just to bring revitalization and also make it realistic, like you said, Brian. And we're trying to do that. I think we've come to that ability there. I tell students, it's not easy. This is hard. This is hard work. But put yourself in your shoes if you were a developer on the east side trying to make numbers work where you have your own money at play. I mean, we're doing it in an academic setting, so that doesn't come into play, but we try to be realistic at the same time.
Well, it is pretty interesting to kind of look at the project as a whole and, wow, all that space around there.
You know, Matthew, I was just wondering, too, outside of bragging rights, right, for the winning team, do they win anything else for this?
We, you know, in our budget, we try to do what we can. The winning team basically has a print of the central terminal that we'll present at the end when they win. Yeah, I like to think that when they start their careers in an architecture firm or their own business or a real estate firm, they'll have that proudly mounted on their office wall.
Pizza party.
Exactly.
Something like that. Hey, Matthew, thanks so much. Matthew Rowland is a professor at the University of Buffalo, real estate development, and they're looking at the Central Terminal today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.